Current law forces the Department of Transportation to conduct a cost-benefit analysis for all road projects that run more than $25,000. The studies weigh the expense of hiring private contractors versus using state engineers. A bill backed by private road builders would have ended the studies, but it hit a snag in the state Senate, where Green Bay Republican Robert Coles joined all 16 Democrats in voting to preserve them. Stevens Point Democratic State Senator Julie Lossis says she plans to work with Coles to improve the studies, but stresses that they should not be taken away.
We know that the Department of Transportation, like the rest of state government, has limited resources, and the cost-benefit analysis really is meant to help us save money and identify the most efficient and effective and the least cost option for getting different projects done.
A 2009 audit found that cost-benefit studies regularly showed state engineers were cheaper than private consultants. That same audit found that despite those estimates, the state hired private contractors every time. The Walker administration says that despite the good intentions of these cost-benefit analyses, they're not useful because they don't reflect the actual costs of road projects. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.